54 years ago today, the first Earth Day burst on the scene. The year was 1970. Lakes and rivers were polluted. The air was toxic in urban and industrial areas. Even the country's symbol, the bald eagle, was threatened. Gaylord Nelson, then a Wisconsin U.S. Senator, harnessed mounting public concern to spearhead that first Earth Day. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz shares the stories of several people, including Wisconsinites, involved in and influenced by the pivotal environmental event.
Alice Thompson was in ninth grade when she found out Earth Day was on the horizon. She'd later study and now practices wetland ecology in Wisconsin. But in 1970, Thompson's passion for the environment was already ignited. She recruited classmates.
We did a cleanup, a highway cleanup.
And hand-stitched her own green and white-striped Earth Day flag. Thompson still has it.
Somehow I knew about this ecology flag and sewed this flag that we took on some little, you know, Earth Day events.
Ann Thompson wrote a passionate plea for the bald eagle, at the time on the brink of extinction.
The single-spaced page, like essay, how we should ban DDT because the national symbol could not reproduce because their eggshells were so thin they would like literally crush the eggs when they sat on them.
Lyle Updike was at UW Stevens Point studying wildlife biology at the time when he spotted an article by then Wisconsin U.S. Senator Gaylord Nelson.
In Ramparts magazine that was published in October of 1969, calling for a national teach-in on environmental issues. Earth Day.
Updike made 50 copies of the article, took a hiatus from his studies, and started recruiting.
And we put together an ad hoc committee of about 15 people and started doing some events, one a month, working up to Earth Day to try to get people more in tune.
The activists filled the university's gym for 2 days of Earth Day programs, and they convinced the city government to launch a then groundbreaking recycling initiative. While Updike's team was crushing it at Stevens Point, Michigan native Barbara Alexander was busy in Washington, D.C.
The college groups and the citywide organizations of Earth Day activities was carefully coordinated and promoted by our office.
Alexander was one of six young people, she the only woman, enlisted by Gaylord Nelson in the months leading up to Earth Day.
We had the phone number of all these activists on little note cards. We rode the wave of the idea of Earth Day, which took off like wildfire.
That wave resulted in policy.
The Clean Air Act and the Clean Water Act. And we had Senator Ed Muskie, who was the head of the Senate committee, in charge of writing both those laws.
Alexander says those little note cards came in handy.
Because we had all those telephone numbers. And believe me, they lobbied like crazy and had a significant impact on the entire political process at that time.
The groundswell also led to the creation of the Environmental Protection Agency and the career path of one Wisconsin fellow. David Ulrich grew up in Wausau. In 1973, 2 days after earning his law degree, he landed a job at the EPA's Chicago office. Ulrich says his desk was piled high with permit applications.
All my first cases were the Wisconsin River and the Fox River, primarily the pulp and paper.
The Clean Water Act put strict limits on what industries could discharge into navigable waters. Those included rivers.
The law was beautifully conceived and designed and implemented, and generally required an 80 to 90, 95% reduction in conventional pollutants.
Ulrich's assessment, the environmental laws enacted in the 1970s are still basically sound. Despite those successes, climate change and other threats are stretching the natural world to its limits. What might Earth Day founder Gaylord Nelson say if he were alive? For clues, here's his call to action on the first Earth Day.
Every candidate for the city council, the county board, the legislature, the Congress, the president must be asked where he stands and what's his commitment to the environmental issue. Then you elect to office those who stand with you, and you throw out of office those who don't. It's as simple as that. You have the power if you use it.
Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.